Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The one and only Seth Greenberg with us. Seth, happy draft day. Thanks for your time. If you're the Warriors and you're picking seventh, how impactful of a player are you likely to have a shot at there?
I think you can get an impactful player seven. I don't know if James Booknight's going to be available then, but there's a guy that can score, can play off the ball, has the ability to create separation, has ultimate ways to finish. I think that, you know, if he drops to seven, he'd be a player. I think, I think that Franz Wagner could potentially drop to seven, who's a really, really good passer and a very good defender, has a floor game in size, kind of like a Mike Gibson-Levy type. From back in the day, I think, you know, he's a guy that could be available. Moses Moody, not sure he's impactful, but he's a potential 3-and-D guy, you know, pretty good spot-up shooter. I'm not as high on his floor game as other people, but I do think he could be a good defender. He's got, I think, that 7-foot wingspan. You can get a good player in this draft at 7.
We talk a lot about 7 and 14, the two spots, but just looking at players in general, Davion Mitchell is a name that many have brought up as far as his ability to defend. Is his size an issue, or is his experience at Baylor enough to tell you that he could be a good, impactful rotation player?
No, I like Davion Mitchell now. I mean, especially the way he shot it, you might be thinking maybe a Fred VanVleet type player. But I think he can really guard. He can guard anyone, too. I mean, he gets up and under in compression the basketball. He can guard the quick guards in the league. He's strong enough to body guys off screens. The one thing he can't do is probably, obviously, in switching situations, he could get stuck. But, you know, the NCAA does a great job of giving backside help and then kicking those smalls off when they get to the front. But Davion Mitchell is the real deal. And I put a value on maturity. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, the draft is completely a futures market. Obviously, I don't think it would be for Golden State because they want to win now. But I put a big priority on winning players. You know, guys that have a maturity and have winning experience. Whether it's, you know, if you look at it, what Mikal Bridges has been able to do, if you look at Jalen Brunson's been able to do, when you look at guys, you know, that are, or Malcolm Brogdon's been able to do, guys that stick around and have a substance to them. And in essence of exactly knowing who they are and how they win, there's a value to that.
Seth, you mentioned James Booknight and maybe not being around at number seven. I'm interested in that because I think you think that his stock is rising to a point where maybe somebody might take him out of that, what has been kind of a consensus top six, at least to this point.
Well, I'll tell you what, like, I look at Book and look, you know, his assist and turnover numbers aren't great. His 3-point shooting isn't great collegially. I get a chance to watch him practice a lot because I live in Connecticut. He's got a little Spencer Dinwiddie in him. He's got legitimate transferable size. He's got length. He's going to be a good defender. He's as good off the ball as any player I've seen. Definitely as good off the ball as any player in the draft. And he's a very good shooter. He had to be a volume shooter for that team because they struggled scoring, and everyone added another defender to him. Every time he came off a screen, it was his guy chasing him, and the guy off the screen showing themselves and extending it out. I think he could, I don't know if he will, but he could sneak in because, and I don't get into the workouts. I get people sit, you know, come and say, well, you know, I had a great workout. You know, came into our facility, had a great workout. You have a body of work. I don't like the workout should be the last thing anyone evaluates a player off of. It just, to me, it's almost comical. Or, you know, he had his agent workout. Well, he was really good in his agent workout. I mean, it's all scripted. It's like watching a quarterback you know, in pro day on his campus, throwing to, you know, guys with no one in his face. James Booknight's a real deal.
Yeah, Seth, I had a pretty good workout myself yesterday, but I don't think anybody's drafted me. Seth
got,
Greenberg with
me. Yeah. You guys got me off the treadmill. I mean, I was in the middle of a really good workout.
Sorry about that. ESPN analyst Seth Greenberg with us. How about Kuminga? I mean, it's easy to look at a guy like that with all this upside and say, doesn't fit the Warrior timeline. But if you're making that decision for the Warriors, is he just too talented to pass on?
I'm not a Kuminga guy, so I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I don't think he has a great feel. I think, you know, this is not track. This is not high jumping. This is not a sprint or a 200. Especially in that organization, for, you know, like, you got to have a high basketball IQ to play for the Warriors. That's just me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just don't see that in him. I don't see him being fiercely competitive. I think he's more, you know, like, and everyone gives me the stuff. Oh, you know, he played in G League United and he did this the first. He's playing against a bunch of guys that aren't NBA players. Like, we make all this big thing about guys in G League United. So the guys that play in the G League, all right, there are either some guys that are sent down because they're not playing that are ifs, or there are guys that are journeyman G League players. Like, you're not playing, you know, people say, what are playing against NBA players? It's like the summer league. Some guys watch the summer league and go, oh, man, he had a great summer league. Well, in the summer league, you're playing against a bunch of dudes that aren't in the league. Yeah. So, like, Kuminga's a nice athlete. He's a big, physical, strong, tough kid. I just don't think I think you were seen in the playoffs. You got to have a feel for the game. You got to understand the game. And I don't see that in his right now. And I think feel is something that's hard to coach. As good as their culture is, it's hard to coach.
You look at the Gonzaga team, and they were all feel and riding high until Baylor humbled them. What about Corey Kispert and his ability to be able to compete in the NBA at both ends?
Well, you put him on Charlotte, and you have a guy that can get in the lane and kick it out. He's going to make shots. I mean, yeah, they got overwhelmed against Baylor. There's no doubt about it. He's a world-class shooter. He's got a toughness about him. He has a pretty good shot fake, so he can throw it out. He's not going to be a creator, but if he plays with a creator, then I think he could be really good as a guy that can be in a rotation. He is an elite. I mean, he's a career 44% three-point shooter. There's something to be said for that. When he shoots it, you think it's going in. And now if he plays on a team where people are basically concerned about other players, then I think he'd be a very good player. If he plays with a dynamic point guard, he's going to run the court. The other thing is he really does a good job of running the court hard and consistently, which, as you guys know, if you run the courts consistently and you play with the people that will advance pass or drag screen and force someone to tag a roll and throw it behind and in back action, you know, he's going to make those shots.
Coach, we really appreciate your insight. Back to your workout. Enjoy the draft, and we hope to catch up with you again very soon.
Don't worry. I won't get that treadmill over 5.0, I promise.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.